In Sipurnu, at the beginning of the parsha, famous Vayishma Yisroi, Hinei Hashmiya Te Omar Al Dover Habilti Hoive Bisman HaMesupor. This is something that isn't taking place at the time it's being told. Ki Omnam Al Dover HaHoive Os Tipol Re'iyo. The Loshon of Vayar, he sees. That's present. This is a Shmua. L'Rochik V'LaKorev. Kine Vayar Yaakov Ki Yeshever Mitzrayim. So forth. Vayar Bolok. Okay. V'Rochame Horetz. Uveyois sheyitzias Yisroel mi Mitzrayim hoisa oz dover hoive. Yitzias Mitzrayim was something that was happening. V'fikach omu zechonu l'vrocha ma shmua shoma. What did he hear? He heard now, hoive, kriyas yamsuf u'melchemes ha-molek. That's what Rashi says, that's what Chazal say. V'pnei sheshtei eile kvar ovru oz. They already took place. Omnom, kishirefarish ki hoitzi, the posse continues, not only did he hear what's going on now, the latest, but he also heard everything that went on in Israel. Hey, ha'makos ha'gedoylo Yisrael oisus v'ha'moipsim v'chulei. All the nisim and eflois that took place in Mitzrayim. V'lochein nosu libo l'leches ba'atzmo yel hamidbor. Therefore, because of that, he had this thing. His heart motivated him, carried him to go to himself to the midbar. V'lo sholach al yedei shliach l'moshe es ishtav es bonov. Not to send his daughter and his grandchildren back to Moshe Rabbeinu by themselves. Ki chofetz lidrish elikim. He says he had this chayfetz lidrash elikim, therefore he went himself into the midbar. It seems that what he says is the chayfetz that Yisro had to discover, to connect, to be deirish Hashem, did not come just from the miracles that he heard, which motivated his initial interest. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf was Nisim Gluyim. Kriyas Yamsuf was the Targum, I think, learns Asheros Hashem b'Mitzrayim, that they first began to understand all of the Nisim of Mitzrayim only with Kriyas Yamsuf. And they reached the highest levels of Nevuah. And Mechemes HaMolek here, they just came out, Nebuchadnezzar, people, they just came out of Mitzrayim. I didn't come, I don't think, with weapons to fight a war and this. Abul Amaisa, HaMolek, this Rishuim, Ailu, they had the audacity to start up with the Klal Yisrael, and they beat miracles, Mamish, but that wasn't enough. He had to hear, when he heard everything, ki hoitzi Hashem, and he heard all the miracles, that nisim v'niflois, ha'gdoilois, v'ha'moipsim v'chulei, that was nosoil libo lochein, nosoil libo l'leches. It sounds like that the power of nisim v'niflois, the power of seeing, and this means that it's his galus, and this is a banner. We see Hashem, who was benister in this world, now is revealed. He was revealed on the Yamsuf. Vayar, they pointed bechefet zekeli vanvehu. Vayar Yisro, vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. And Melchemes HaMolek too had the same. They looked up, shegovar Yisroel, when they looked up, shomayim govar Yisroel. All of this, that's not enough. He had to see more and more and more and more. And it was only the conglomerate of everything that brought him to the matzav where I have to go lidrash elikim. So sometimes, you know, we overestimate the power of seeing some type of a hisgalu, seeing some type of a ness. And we think, oh, I saw a ness. So, wow, I saw such hashkocha protis, such nisim. Wow, that's, no. For Yisroi, who was so attuned to all of this, Milchemes HaMolek and Kriyas Yamsuf got him started. Vayishma, that was the beginning. Mashoma, but the actual coming Lidrash Elikim was only the combination of everything that he heard. So many nisim, so many neflois, and with such a magnitude, adding up together to such a package that was made the difference. So sometimes we have to realize that we have to continuously look to see. What do you mean, I know? I know. I know, yeah, I had an S. I saw Hashem. I saw him for 20 seconds. But that's not enough to be, even for a great person like Yisroel, to be Doyrish Hashem. To be Doyrish Hashem, it has to be on an ongoing, I saw more and more and more and more and more. Ah, that already, that package is what moves me. I thought an interesting thought, and it should, you know, in terms of ourselves and in terms of chizuk for others, we shouldn't assume that, you know, oh, listen, I told you one Ness, I told you two Nisim, that's enough. No. The more adds, he only came, Lochein, only came to be Derish Hashem, the first ones were the beginning of the process, but not enough. He still could have sent Tzipora and her children by themselves to the Midbar, but it's only when he heard everything, Ki Hoitzi Hashem es Bnei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim, only then was he mamish motivated, Lidrash Hashem. That's on the one hand. If you look at the Sipurnu at the end of the Aseret HaDibros, Sipurnu says, "Lo'isasen iti." The posuk says, "Lo'isasen iti lo'hekesev lo'hezov." That after Aseret HaDibros is a special azora against avodah zarah. So Sipurnu says, "Ume'acher shereisem she'ein atem tzrichim le'emtzoyim lehiskara ve'lai lo'isasu iti ko'elav le'emtzoyim." Now that you've seen that there's she'ein atem tzrichim le'emtzoyim li'iskara ve'lai. I spoke directly to you, not through a Novi, not even through Moshe Rabbeinu, but peil peh. It was mamash onoich Hashem lekecha speaking directly to us. Me'achar she'ra'isim she'ein atem tzrichim le'emtzoyim li'iskara ve'lai. You don't need any intermediaries to come close to me. Now, I tell you, lo'isas iti ko'elu le'emtzoyim. Don't make these emtsuim. In other words, it would seem that if there's any concept of, well, I can't speak to Hashem directly. You know, Hashem doesn't speak directly to lowly human beings. I need a Moshe Rabbeinu. I need a Novi. I need a great tzaddik to intercede. If not, I can't deal directly with Hashem. It seems almost a pachat to say that that's already a step closer to avodah zarah. What do you mean? I know, who am I to speak directly to Hashem? I can't be miskarev to Hashem. If I don't know that it can be done, he speaks directly to me, and I don't need any intermediary whatsoever, then no, maybe I'll look for another intermediary. The intermediary, it seems from here, I know it's a pachad, that the intermediary of a human being and the intermediary of avodah zarah are very close to one another. And it's only when I realize I didn't need Moshe Rabbeinu to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can be Derish Hashem by myself. I can be Leskarev El Hashem myself. And that then it says, Loisasa Iti, now don't make these kind of emtsoim. But otherwise it seems to be there's a danger. I cannot think for a moment there's an emtsoi. And the truth of the matter is, it seems from the Meforshim that the Chet HaEgel was just that. That the over-dependence on Moshe Rabbeinu, kizeh Moshe ish lo yodana Moshe hoyoloi. What happened to Moshe? He didn't come down. They miscalculated. And that was what led them to look for something else. So very important that the not only the nisim that we see that bring us to be Derish Hashem, but also this whole idea of coming close to Hashem, it's personal, it's with us, Hashem relates directly to us, and if we don't realize, if we think we need intermediaries, we find ourselves in serious danger. One more point, the pasuk over here, Vayivchemesh Anshi Chayil, you know, that Yisroel said you should go for Anshi Chayil, Rei Elokim, Anshi Emes, Soinei Botza. And the Torah says, "Vayivchemesh Anshi Chayil, Achar Shebikesh V'loy Motza." This is in the Sipurnu. Achar Shebikesh V'loy Motza Anoshim Sheyu Bohem Kol Amilas Sheizker Yisroel. After he couldn't find all the Milas that he needed, says Bochar BeAnshei Chayil. That's who we chose. You hear? Anshei Chayil Bekiim V'Charutzim Levarer Ulelabin Amitus Dovor. Those people that had the hekif and that had that dedication and commitment to be mevarer and to clarify and to refine the truths of everything, ulahavio el hatachlis, and to bring it tachlis lamaisa. This is the way we have to act and live our lives al pi truth. That's yoser min yirei elikim. That's more even than yirei elikim. So he needed this maila was the ultimate. Really, he was looking for anshei chayil yirei elikim, anshei emes soinei botza. But he found anshei chayil. He found this, that the pursuit of truth, the commitment to truth, the commitment to be levarer ulalabin amitis dovor ulhavio elatachlis, and to bring it to its final truthful and appropriate conclusion, that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate. And even if they were lacking something in Yiras Elikim, then this took precedence. No, they used to tell over Rabbi Zalke Gwertz, Zichrono Livracha, used to tell about an encounter that he drove once Reb David, his Rebbe, to visit the Malach. There was a Malach. There was a certain group of Hasidim called Malachim. He was called the Malach. And they went to visit this Rebbe. So when he came out, he asked him, what was the conversation? So he said, the Rebbe said, the world is lacking Yerushalayim. That's the problem. And he says, what did you say? What did Reb David say? He says, I said, the world is lacking Torah. The world is lacking Torah. That really Yerushalayim, Avada, that's the most. Fakir kol she'ein chochmosoi, kol she'ein yirosoi, kodemes l'chmosoi, ein chochmosoi miskayemes. But ultimately, emes is the ikar. The pursuit of emes, the commitment to emes, the willing to live by the emes. And that's the Torah. There could be Yerushalayim. He made, I don't know if Reb David said this, or this was Rabbi Gwertz's Hoysofa. He said, Yerushalayim, edo afilo by galochim. You know, Yerushalayim exists in other religions too. People have, there are God-fearing people. But God-fearing is not enough. There has to be Torah. There has to be truth. There has to be a commitment to truth. There has to be a pursuit for truth. You know, sometimes we get a little frustrated, you know, how much pushing and pushing and pushing again and again. Yeah, I got it. It's all right. It's clear. It's all you know. And I could even quote the Sipurnu. It says one of the things is Bikiyim. You know, you need Bikiyas Levara Emes. But you also need to be Mevara the Emes. And that seems to be the most critical ingredient in life. So we have to talk about a midah. Talk about a midah in choosing a shidduch. Talk about a midah in developing in children. Talk about a midah in focusing in our own lives. The pursuit of emes, the commitment to emes. It has to be primary, first and foremost. You know, they tell the story about Reb David Soloveitchik, that someone told him a whole story, that something happened in Brisk. Sheker v'chozov! It's a lie. Why? Because they said it happened in the afternoon, and it really happened in the morning. It wasn't emes. Emes, I told the whole story, all right, I got a little detail. Sheker v'chozov. That pursuit of emes, that's really, and if we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Yiras Hashem is a concept, it's vague a little bit. The connection is through the emes. And that's to be Derish Hashem. We need this magnitude to the extent of his involvement and seeing more and more. We need to realize that we can be connecting to our Kodesh Baruch Hu by ourselves without any emtsoim, otherwise we're in danger. And we have to realize that above all else is the pursuit of emes.